Right, well, first of all, guys, congratulations on the new album, and I know you're hot from the release party as we speak. So how did it all go last night?
Well, it went really well. We got there, and the club was great, and at first there was a little hectic. My buddies the Hooks came down from San Francisco, two Irish boys, and the rest of their band, and we had a great time. Crowd was great, energy was great. Sound was pretty good.
There's literally a line around the building, which was really, it was a little bit nerve-wracking. It's always nerve-wracking when you first get to a venue and it's big and empty, and you just go, oh God, there's nobody here. Please, God, let some people show up. And they all filtered in, and it was a packed house, and it went really well.
A lot of 80s dancing went on last night.
A lot of weird goth 80s dancing.
A lot of tears for fears.
Awesome. So it was a great night then. I'm glad to hear that. It's a real shame we couldn't be there with you, actually, if it wasn't for all these thousands of miles between us. That would have been great. Yeah,
you got to check out Jerry's video of his drum solo on our YouTube page.
If you want to get a little insight to how I am live, you'll see how ridiculous I am.
I should be going and checking that out right after this, I think. Thanks. Could you tell us a bit about how the band first came together and how it's developed into what you are now?
Well, Frank, the guitar player, and me, we've been friends since college, and we've always been kind of playing around in the same bands, and we went through a lot of different incarnations of what this band is now. Just having different guys drop in and out, and finally hooking up with Chris here a few years back. He's a badass singer, songwriter, and just kind of after that point, just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, JP and I actually, before we started this project, played when we were like 18, 19 in like Spanish rock bands in LA. There was a huge rock en español, or Spanish rock scene. And when we were part of that way back in the day, and kind of lost track of one another, and then met up in college, or after college actually, and then started this thing. And again, it wasn't like until Chris came in. That's when everything kind of just started coming together. So,
I actually found him through Craigslist one day, perusing the ads. You know, I was living in Orange County, working down there. I was like, I got to start playing music again, man. Kill the silence and move up and start jamming with some people. And I knew right away when I clicked on their like shitty, or excuse me, I can't say that on radio. They're bad recordings online that I wanted to play with them, because Frank's guitar melodies were just like infectious, and it just like hit me right away when I clicked that wave file. It was just kind of like penetrating. I think the song was called Crowds at the one point, but it's called Casual Touch now. I think that's the song that I first heard. And then there was also what we have is none of these are on the album. These are other tracks we may put on another album at some juncture. Oh, no, they're on the Wild.
Yeah, they may be re-recorded one day. You never know.
Lullaby needs to be re-recorded.
So when Chris, when we were having auditions again, because of all this, different singers coming in and out, when Chris showed up to the room, it was instant connection right there. I think that was one of the things that I remember the most. Just the first time that we said, all right, let's run through the song, not even win the guy, and it was just like the energy in that room was just like, yeah, this is it.
That's what I remember from that night, just the energy that came to us in the group as soon as Chris just started singing. It was exactly what we needed. It was instant when we showed up.
We were very, very excited on that night. We couldn't wait for him to come back.
Yeah, I hear you. You knew it had all come together at that point. Well, we're going to take a little break from the chat for a moment to play the opening track from your album. This is a song called Berlin. One of the striking features of your music for me is the way that it blends a really sort of rich diversity of cultural influences, and that's really exciting to me because I've always believed that the evolution of rock music has always been at its most creative when it's managing to fuse different genres and influences together. Is that something that you're aware of yourselves, having members from several different diverse cultural backgrounds?
I would say yes and no, because I think we have, being that we have a Brazilian, an Argentinian, Salvadorian, Mexican dude, and two guys from San Francisco, I think we all naturally bring a bit of cultural influence to the table.
I'm sorry. You know, it's not something you really think about or even intentionally say, oh, let me play a Brazilian, whatever. It's just, Jerry's right. It just naturally kind of happens.
You just do it.
Yeah.
When we sit back and listen to what we have written, that's when I know I listen to it and I'm like, oh, wow, I hear this. And then, you know, that's when I realized the different sounds that we were able to mix in. But yeah, it's always the writing process is just, we just do whatever feels good and comes out naturally.
Yeah, I'm with you. How does that writing process work? Does it is it very much a group effort with most of your songs, or is it individuals bringing things and taking interpretations of them?
Well, it's from, you know, it's always a collective kind of consciousness and effort in the end. It's you know, I bring something to the table, like I usually bring an idea in because that's just the way my mind works. I'm always on, you know, the clock's always ticking, and the same with Frank. Frank will bring like a riff in, or like he'll have like a melody that he doesn't exactly have words to, but we click so well as songwriters together that he'll just say something and I'll be like, you know, usually takes me like, you know, a couple minutes, and I'll just be like, oh wait, I got this. This will totally work. Because, you know, I write poetry, and that sounds cheesy, but like lyrics and poetry, and then I can mix and match and take whatever, you know, thing is suited, or, you know, the emotion behind a lot of the guitar riffs and melodies is easily transpose lyrics onto it because of how, you know, connected it is, that process, you know.
Once we have that, like the base idea of a song, it's hell. I'm not gonna lie about that, because we wrote this song the other day, and we spent, I'm gonna say, about 2 or 3 hours on the second verse. And like,
but it's a kick-ass second verse.
We really take the time to really hash out parts, and you know, by the end of the day, we're all exhausted, but we have these songs that are just absolutely incredible and that we really believe in, and you know, really sound good, and we're really proud of.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, and it really shows. I mean, listening to the album, everything is, well, to me, is perfectly crafted. It really does.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm intrigued. Is there a story behind the name Animal Games? Where did that arise from?
Well, with some of the previous guys that we had in the band, we were just kind of talking about how can we have a name that lets you just write about anything without, you know, calling the band, the Human Experience. You know what I'm saying? So we just kind of threw a lot of shit around and ended up with Animal Games, basically.
Yeah, so it's the human condition and how we're all affected by it. And we all have our idiosyncrasies and neuroses and weird little, you know, habits and things that we do. And, you know, it's evolved into something more than just a name as well, you know. Like, it's something that we identify with now. At first, when I heard it, I was just kind of like, okay, what the hell does this mean? And then, like, once again, just how things fit together, the way they came, it's like with my lyrics and stuff like that, it is exactly that. It's like Animal Games and, like, what we all go through and experience, like, every day, from just, like, looking in the mirror and just being like, ugh. Or smiling, or like, yeah.
Well, guys, that's fantastic. And that so speaks to what we see we're trying to achieve here at Exosphere. Let's hear another track from the album. This is a song called Radiator.
There was a soft spark from the electric light, a dull hum from the radiator, a short view in the television. The static was gone. In the grandest tower.
That's Animal Games with Radiator. You're listening to Exosphere Radio, where today we're talking exclusively with Animal Games about the new album, about Jerry's adventures with women's shirts, and everything in between. What's you mentioned earlier, or a little while ago, that you might be sort of re-recording some of those other songs you mentioned. What is the next step for Animal Games? Are you working on new material? When can we expect to be hearing even more? I know we've just got this album, but when are we going to get more, and what are we going to be hearing?
You know, Chris's mind keeps working 24/7, so we already have a lot of brand new material, which we're going to record before we do any re-recordings of the other songs, probably. So, you know, we do want to make sure we focus on this album, because we spent a lot of time, a lot of sweat on it, and we just want to make sure we do it right, and we do it justice to the effort that we put in doing it. We want to make sure we put in the same kind of effort on the back end of it now,
yeah.
Making sure it comes out, and then, you know, but at the same time, we've been working on new stuff, and it'll be ready by the end of the year, I think.
Yeah, we played two new songs last night. Just threw them in the middle of the set, and it was clean. We didn't even mention that they were new songs. They just like fell right in, you know. Really, really well received, and like we're really excited about this album, as well as what the future holds with our new songs too. Like, I can't wait to get back in the studio and just do like a single with our guy Bob Horn, and just drop a single in, you know, like 6 months, 8 months, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, even sooner.
Even sooner. Yeah. Just to keep, you know, it's like in this electronic age is so important, just because we have such like limited attention spans and like where our mind goes. I know I do 100%. You know, people deserve to hear like, you know, new, especially our fans, like new and like fun stuff that we're doing. So we try and keep the audience engaged, video wise, song wise, Jerry's antics with women's shirts wise.
I have this problem that anytime there's a camera in front of me, I just act like an idiot.
You should know that. I was just going to ask the same question.
Sure and reasonable.
Most of the time, there's a film crew following him around. So
it's always a good excuse, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, thanks for that. I mean, were there any particular other things you wanted to actually bring out in the interview that I've not covered there at all?
Well, maybe like I don't know, like tour aspirations or like.
So, well, okay. Well, let's go with the tour schedule then. Let's take that one up for a moment. And what are the plans on that front at the moment?
Well, that's exactly it, Tony. We have no tour schedule.
we're working on that, though. Sometime this year, we're going to work on doing like a West Coast American tour, going up through San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. We also want to make a few trips to San Diego, San Francisco and back, maybe Las Vegas and back, and mostly do regional touring until we can really create a bit more tour support, you know, through other sponsorships and that sort of thing that can actually get us out on the road and you know, make the Animal Games, like, I don't know, I guess machine, for lack of a better word, you know, really running a bit more like solid, you know, just yeah.
So it's tough being a, you know, a do-it-yourself, or like we don't have the first clue of like who to contact on you know, in Portland or like, you know what I mean? Like, I know in San Francisco we can play a lot of different places, but like outside of that, it's just tough. Like, they get so many requests and stuff like that. And especially in LA, like, I know for promoters, if you don't have a draw, it's really tough for them, because they need to make their money, you know? Yeah. Well, we're all working men, so it's you know, I have to juggle, and everybody's got family and wives except for me. And it's a tough prospect, but we're gonna make it happen. We just need, you know, a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, we've discovered your music, and it's obviously, you know, it's getting out there gradually, and obviously we're going to try and do our bit to tell everyone that we know what's going on with you guys. So, you know, it's getting there. I think it's getting out there, and
really appreciate the support, Danny.
Well, you know, we really appreciate the music, you know, so I think it works both ways like that. You know, we absolutely love it, and you know, we all work together in this industry, really, don't we? You know, so it's you know, that's how you
do. I kind of feel like the industry is in like a weird, it's been in a weird state for a while where you know, nobody really knows exactly how it's working. You know, there's a lot of shot in the dark kind of business going on, you know, where, you know, if we want to go to Portland, we just have to, you know, we have to call a bunch of random venues and hope that we can play out there somewhere and kind of do our best to promote through the internet and hope that it works out. But I think I think that between internet and, you know, radio, which, you know, we thank you guys so much, and just social media, there's a lot of opportunity to, you know, start building a fan base in different forms, in different ways, and creating something that's really going to start flowing and growing and snowballing.
Yeah, I certainly take those points, because I think, you know, things are so very different now to the way they were just a few years ago, and there are all those different avenues out there. And so one of the things that we're interested in at Exosphere is actually, you know, trying to reach out and find what's out there and pick out the things and help people grow and things like that. And as you say, there's all these different avenues now and all working together. I think all these elements of the industry, the musicians and promoters and the social networks and radio stations, we should all be really sort of taking up that thing together to keep this great new music out there and getting heard.
Right. And after all, it is just like one, you know, grand mind in the end, you know, working together. It's like we're all connected somehow. I mean,
absolutely.
And we love, you know, once we go back to Bob Horn's studio, we'll drop our single with you guys, like, we'll just send it over.
That would be fantastic, yeah.
Do like an online premiere or whatever, you know?
Fantastic.
That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, we would definitely go for that. We would love that one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll try and get it done in the next couple months. We've got them ready to go into the studio, so we'll drop it and you'll be the first to hear it.
That'll be fantastic. Thank you so much, guys, and I've really enjoyed talking to you all today.
Thank you guys so much.
You can sit down over a pint, man, but it's a binary pint.
Yeah, virtual pints all around. Well, we're going to let you get back to the rest of your day.
We're going to miss you guys, though.
Well, we're going to be talking to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much, Animal Games. And we're going to close out with a track called Fallout. Sunny alive. That was Animal Games with Fallout. Thanks so much to the guys for giving us that awesome, awesome interview. As you heard, we're going to be getting our hands on the single as soon as it is available, and we are going to be playing that one hot off the presses here on Exosphere as soon as we get our grubby little hands on it. In the meantime, if you want to check out Animal Games, go visit their website, animalgamesla.com. That's all one word, animalgamesla, not the .com. That's another word, which has got a dot before the com. But apart from that, animalgamesla.com, you can check out their videos, you can check out how to find their music, their album. You can also find them on Facebook at Animal Games.